Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's going on, Red?
What's going on, Brother B?
Not much. Sorry about that, everybody out there. Blog Talk Radio World, that was the extended version of the intro. Extended version. I had to take care of some behind-the-scenes stuff. But yo, what's up, everybody? Another episode of The Menu with Big Red and Brother B in the house. What's up, everybody?
Yeah.
I hope all is well. You know, we've got a couple of interesting, not very interesting, but, you know, a couple of calls today, man. Text messages. Yo, listen, if nothing else, you know, we can talk about all the negatives and all the other stuff, but if nothing else, 2020 has shown us how we need to be a little more humble, loving and human to one another, man. There's been a lot going on, losing people, you know, people just having misfortunes, you know, things of that nature. Like, if anything, it just breaks us down to that commonality that, you know what I'm saying, makes us human, man. And one thing, that's one thing we can't forget, you know. And as we go about our day-to-day and try to get lives back together, even with this COVID-19 situation, man, it's crazy. There's a divide, but we got to remember we can't let it keep us separated, man. You know, despite whatever, you know. So, you know, hope all is well with you, Red. How you doing?
I'm fine. Sitting here enjoying the Butterfinger.
Butterfinger, you're sitting in front of the AC, ain't you?
Yeah.
You sound like you're outside. Yeah, you sound like you're in the winter.
In the winter, no game.
Well, okay.
But, you know. That's about, I mean, you know, that's the sad thing about it. Like, people, you know, people need to get back into humanity. They need to try to be human. And you know what? They don't want to be. They don't want to be humans. It's like, I don't know what they want to be, but human ain't one of them.
Yeah, I think a lot of people just don't know sometimes. I think people forgot what it is to be human. In their spirit. You know, it's funny how a lot of people want to run around and talk about God, and they're Christians, and they're this, and they're that. They're so religious, but yet they don't get the spirituality of it, which means that you're out of touch. You're not even really in touch. Like, the religious part doesn't, you know, mean much compared to the spiritual part, man, which really means we need to be in touch with one another. Because, I mean, out of all religions, you know, from what I've noticed, I mean, the common thing is love. And that's the one thing that some people, a lot of people just seem to ignore. You can talk about, you know, your God and everything all you want to, but the love part is just not there. But they, listen, hate? Oh, forget about it. The hate is everything. You know, the hate is
right, absolutely. I don't get it either. That kind of confuses me, because it's like you said, it's supposed to be the love part of it, love thy neighbor. And it's like you don't love thy neighbor because you're busy hating thy neighbor.
Yeah, practice.
Because thy neighbor may be different from you, or they may practice religious different from you, or their skin color is different from you, this, that, and us. So how can you sit here and talk about religion and quote the Bible, and you're quoting every word in the Bible, and the Bible says this and this, the other, but then you're doing the opposite of what you're reading, or what you're even saying, you know, what you're quoting. You're doing opposite.
Yep. Hypocrite. Hypocrites.
Yep, absolutely. But, then that, but you call them that, they, oh, no, I'm not. Yes, you are. That's exactly what you are.
Exactly. But damn that. Let's get on to the topic. Once again, it is the menu on Blog Talk Radio with Big Red, Brother B. We in the house. Guest calling number 347-324-3395. That is 347-324-3395. So, this is Lady C's topic. Hi, topic.
I thought it was
mine. What's going on, man? Yeah, whatever. But you liked it, so you co-signed it.
That's right.
So, tonight's topic, does height and size matter in a relationship? Oh, boy. And who do we have? You know, in fact, we're just going to toss it to the man of the hour, Hot Rod, and let him take it away on that topic. Go ahead. Vroom, vroom.
Hot Rod. Vroom, vroom. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Give us the strength, Lord Jesus Christ, for this topic we're about to bring up about size and height. Oh, Lord, because we know in bed we be screaming your name, oh, my God, every 2 seconds in bed. Oh, Jesus Christ, amen.
Yo, I can't.
No comment. No comment.
You do?
Yeah.
So Hot Rod, so what do you think about it? Huh?
You know what? Height and size, we say this all the time, it shouldn't matter, but let's be honest, it does matter. You know, I have to admit to that. But everybody has a preference, you know.
Oh,
sorry, go ahead.
Right.
You know what? Like Brother B always say all the time, we have too many options, different folks, different strokes. You know, why, man? It may not matter to you, Big Red, but to some ladies out there who say against WAP, you know, or BAD, they're hungry. Some people are just hungry. So size matters.
Well,
some people like a big penis, some people like a big belly. Who knows? You know, everybody's different.
Well, I'm going to say this. Size matters to me. Now, depending on what we're talking about, because, like I said, that can go many ways, which I'm sure that's what.
Well,
the
Lady
thing is
C is
going to
clarify. She's going to
clarify.
Yeah,
go ahead. I want her to know.
Of course.
I know she's going to clarify, but, you know, like I said, she definitely could clarify, but I will just stick to one part until we get into other things. But, you know, I'll just say in terms of height, yes, that matters to me with height because I don't want no short man. I don't like the lollipop kid. I'm already a lollipop kid. I don't
oh, my God.
I don't need short man.
The lollipop kid.
What do you mean, why not? Why? For what? Why do I want somebody I don't want?
Big Red, I've seen tall ladies date shorter men. Look at Kevin Hart.
I know that. That seems to be the trend. Let me tell you something, Hot Rod. I went to a barbecue on Saturday, and that seems to be a trend. Well, it's not the only time, but that seems to be the trend that I've been seeing for the last couple of years. All these big Amazon women with these little short, dumpy men. It's like, wait a minute. What happened to the dudes back when I was grown, when I was, you know, like in my 20s and 30s, and everybody was over like 5'9 at least, 6 feet, 5'11, 6'1 at least. No, everybody is a lollipop kid now. It's just like, and these women be loving them. It's just like, ew. Because I don't want to. I dated somebody that was like my height, and I was disgusted. Like I was annoyed. I got annoyed with him. I really did.
So you broke up with him because of that? You broke up with him?
No, it was other facts. Listen, the size down below was another factor in this attitude. So it's just like, you can't have, I'm going to just say this, and I'm trying not to be a vulgar, but you can't have big penis energy with a small penis. I'm sorry, no. Don't do that with me. Don't do that with me because you get chopped down, brother.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen.
Amen.
Yeah, just go right on in. Don't get shy now. Don't get shy now,
no,
lady.
Not at all. I'm just like, all right, Red, go ahead, Red.
This is my fault, right? No, but seriously, the topic came up with, somebody sent me something that I think I sent or whatever, the rap replies, something was on his page or whatever. So it said, like, women under 4'11", are firecrackers. Women 4'11 to 5'3 are demons. 5'4 to 5'8 slope rats. 5'9 to 5'11 psychos. And then 6 feet and up was like Wonder Woman. So it's like, what does Sash really tell you?
Show girls are crazy.
Okay, and Red, how tall are you?
5'2".
That was an answer. 5'2". So wait. Go back to the scale, Lady P. 5'2". So women.
Yes, I'm a demon. I know already.
Yeah. Mine's was full brat, and I'm like, okay. Then they like, all right, full brat, and I'm like, okay, I know that. What's your point, though?
So
it
there's some
truth to it. It's some truth to it, but okay.
I dated shorter girls, and they were a bunch of wackos, though. That's all I'm saying for short girls so much, you know. For another old guy, I mean, it was the best sex, don't get me wrong.
That was short women. Well, you have to realize with us, it's the thing of, it's like, oh, she's short. Oh, she's so cute, and especially if
she's
short, and chunky. Oh, she's so cute. Oh, well, I like it when she get mad. Yeah, so I'll punch you in your damn throat or something like that. Then you ain't gonna be cute no more.
Yeah, but why does short girl? I like to know why does short woman always come out with a damn knife out of nowhere? Like, whoa, what's up with that knife? It's probably out of nowhere. Maybe stab somebody.
Because they tired of being treated like little action figures. That's all.
Exactly.
They get treated like action figures. That's basically
right.
That's why you got taller dudes that like smaller women sometimes because they're poseable. You know. You know.
Did you say that they're poseable? Yo, you.
they're maneuver. You guys are like an action figure with the, you know, G.I. Joe with the Kung Fu grip.
He says it's
disposable. Yeah, it is. Disposable. So, you know.
Yo,
that's
just stupid.
That's
just
what it
God.
Is. I mean, you know. And you know what? Okay, some dudes do like the firecracker. So, especially some laid-back dudes. Now, I don't condone, like, a dude that's on some firecracker shit and a woman that's on the firecracker. I mean, that shit just ain't going to work. But if you got a dude that's a little laid back, sometimes he can probably, you know, deal with a little jolt here and there because he finds that cute. Like, oh, it's so cute that you're angry. Oh, it's so cute that, you know, you burnt my drawers or something like that. It's cute. You know, it's cute.
Some people
it's
love
cute.
That crap. Some people love that type of
vibe. Yeah,
they do. And they really do. It's sad to say, you know. I'm like, even though it's bad for the relationship, but some people like to get their ass kicked, unfortunately, you know, by a short person or go haywire. Look, I deal with Big Red every day, you know.
They feisty. So then they should like the demon females. They should like the demon females, and that's right up their alley, kind of. But what they said with you, they said you the spoiled brat.
Yeah.
Yeah, but ladies, how many times we hear these type of stories? You tell them why are you with that person. I don't know because I love that person. Blah blah blah. And they still get treated like crap or go through that firecracker, but they keep running back. So whose fault is that overall?
That's individual choice. That's that individual.
Right.
Choice. Like, listen,
but let me,
you know,
okay.
they say opposites attract. They say opposites
right.
attract.
Yeah.
And I think there's you know, some real truth to that because, you know, one has to kind of complement the other. It's like the yin and the yang.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you
yeah,
got
the balance.
Someone, if you, like, I don't know, have you ever been with somebody that was too much like you? And you just really,
oh,
couldn't,
yeah.
you know what I'm saying?
I had a kid
and,
from
and,
somebody
and,
like that.
And where we went. Here we go.
You
know.
Yo,
oh my
wild.
God.
Oh my God. So it worked out.
Damn, how red it worked
out.
It worked out.
I'm telling you the truth. And we had a challenge just like us. Look, and we had a challenge just like us, all three of us, man. I'm telling you.
Oh, my God.
Disaster.
I'm in tears right now. I'm in tears.
So, Lady T, let me ask her, not to cut you off, bro.
Lady T,
let her explain, when we put with the topic, explain the spotlight. Is it just hype you're talking about? Is it other things you're talking about, or are we just talking about hype?
We were just talking about height at first, but it also goes into other stuff, because I would like to know where does the male chart fit in. I would want to know the male chart.
What is the male chart? What is the male
chart?
Why
do
they have a male chart?
They didn't have a male chart for that, exactly.
Oh, please. You wouldn't have been had a male chart for years. And now,
that's a different chart, the gray sweatpants.
Oh my God!
That's totally. We need to talk about inches with that. Like, okay.
Yeah.
Oh
I see
God.
One. Of them,
what about
charts.
What
about the height chart? I'm 5'9", so what does that make me? An angel?
I like to know.
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. I wish they did a chart. I don't know.
Yeah,
they
that's what I'm saying.
They,
no, start,
because
they
always
do that.
Start with the women. But I've never seen that with the men.
I would have said guys like five two are like freaking arrogant.
Well, nah,
you know?
Little dudes.
I've seen right, little
now.
Dudes
yeah,
with no big egos.
That,
I don't know that
yeah.
short man complex stuff. You know?
Yeah, that's
that Napoleon shit.
Yeah, I'm going to say that all the time. Yep.
See that
short
men
got that little Napoleon complex with, and that's another reason why I don't like dating short men, because they have that they got that, like I said, you got that big penis energy with the small stomach. Even that has to go with also because has to go
Kevin Hart,
with the height.
Kevin Hart needs
a lot of
them. Leave him alone.
Listen, a lot of men that are short like that, and then they also they act out like they always want to be the loud one. You always got to be the one all hyper. It's like, bro, when you mad because nobody don't see you, that's not me. Listen, that's your mother's problem, not mine. True.
Somebody sounds very passionate about this topic.
Yeah, because listen. Now I'm gonna tell
and
you
how
like
about
this
the
now.
Guys that are 6 feet and up? I can't tolerate some of them. Like,
exactly.
I'm here to save you.
Right,
I'm gonna just scoop you up and just take you away, type kind of guys.
I've never witnessed it because I never really paid attention to my height. Like, it's not like something that I dwell on or really think about. Like, if someone is going to tell me about my height, then that's different. But I don't engage or have an ego or anything about it. Like, I'm just like, okay, I'm in the supermarket. Oh, excuse me, sir, could you just reach that on the top shelf? Yeah, sure, no problem, and keep it moving. Like, I don't.
Oh, you don't think about how tall are you, brother B?
6'2".
6'2", okay.
See,
so
that's
six
good.
Two,
see,
dude. That's the, okay, so that's nice and average,
see,
okay.
See, the thing, yeah, that's like an average. See, that's the thing, ladies. See, we talk, when you say that with those, some of them guys that's over 6 feet got that a little bit of that, but we talking about like them 6'3", 6'4". I don't mess with nobody over at least, about maybe 6'2". When you start getting up in there, listen, leave me alone, because you ain't going to be slapping me all around this place, or flipping me all over the place.
Oh,
I ain't got time for that. I'm just saying, but they have that type of attitude, like that King Kong attitude, like,
King Kong attitude.
I don't know. Do you think that's too hot, Ross?
Hot Ross.
Hot Ross. Hot Rod, you think that's true? I think he must have stepped away. He's not stepped away. He stepped off. Okay. I know Cat 6'4", stuff like that. As a man, from man to man, like, I don't really pay attention to it. I don't even look at it like that. I mean, now, if you had to look at it in terms of, like, on some fighting shit, you know, that's probably the only way that other men look at it with other men. You know what I'm saying? Like, we don't look at it on some, like, cute shit, or, oh, that dude tall, or that dope. Like, no, we may look at it as, like, oh, that dude, like, 6-something. He look like he might knock you out or something like that. Yeah, like, that's how we, you know, we look at certain things.
Depending on how
we don't get into anything. Yeah, but still, you know what I'm saying? Like, I've seen some overweight, big dudes, you know, like 6-something, and it's like, nah, son, like, that's a dude you got to hit with a chair. Like, I don't know whether he can throw hands or not. It's like some dude, like, nah, you got to hit that dude with a chair, man. Like, that's not somebody. Because if he grabs you, you're going to be unconscious within seconds. You know what I'm saying? That's just that. But
difference. Like, women like height. So I'm sorry, I like height. You cannot be. I'm like 5'4¾". You cannot be, let's say, 5'9".
Right, yeah.
Probably the shortest, because I need to put my heels on, and you cannot. Oh my gosh! I remember one time I dated somebody like that. I had to put my heels on, and all of a sudden I'm taller than you. It's not going to work for me.
You know what? We it's society, and it's just the way it is in us. It's like, it's always been like, it's the Popeye olive oil or the Brutus olive oil / thing. So if the size sometimes, you know, of a dude or a man is supposed to be more masculine, supposedly.
Mm-mm.
You know, that's
mm-hmm.
not always the case, but ideally, you know, that's what, you know, some look at. And some dudes don't want a big woman, you know, in terms of height, because it's intimidating. Or some dudes just don't prefer, like, you know, a bigger woman with more meat on her, just because either it could be intimidating or they just don't find it visually attractive, because that's what society, you know what I'm saying, says to them. But, I mean, I'm sorry, Big Red, them little skinny dudes, a lot of them little short skinny dudes, be loving them big girls, man, because I be seeing them dudes, they love them some big girls. I'll be like,
absolutely.
Really? And
they're
strong. They're strong. They must be strong. Them cats must be like Hercules. And I'm like, yo, listen. I ain't going to knock it. Like, listen, if that's what you do, homie, that's what you do. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Get in where you fit in. But, I mean, yo, I'm sorry. If you in demand with them little DMX dudes, then you got to do what you got to do.
Right, see, that's the thing, and that's the thing in terms of, you stupid, in terms of, like, I don't like, that's the thing, I don't like dudes, like, I mean, you know, DMX at that time, you know, back then, I was like, oh, yeah, you know, I didn't mind a muscular dude, but see, I'm not into, like, no, like, you know how, like, I'll say, like, you know this, Lady T, back in the days, back in the 90s, you know, every girl wanted that dude, that muscular dude.
LL Cool J, Aslick.
Yeah, that LL Cool J.
Yeah.
You know, it was a thing. I guess it was a trend at that time. I think that's what it is with even now. It's like, it's what's in with the trend with height and weight and stuff like that. Like I said, I don't know what it is that these women, you know, with these little, like I said, the lollipop kids. Like I said, I went to a barbecue, and it's like almost like 2-3 females I've seen coming in there. Just like you said, they had on, well, these kids, I think two of them had on heels. And they got these little short, and I'm sorry, little short, little penguin looking. Like, you remember the penguin from Batman? That's what the dude was looking like, little short and dumpy. And I'm like, oh, my God. Now, listen, I don't discriminate against anybody that, I don't discriminate against anybody big, because you know what? Some men may look at me and say the same thing. Well, she's short and chunky and whatever. That's not what I like. I get all of that. But this to me, it's just like, and you tall and you with that, like, what, like, how does that work? Like, I don't, like, it just looks weird to me.
You know what I think? I think some of them just want to be challenged. Like, I think there's some women out there that want, they like, first of all, they like the little dude energy. They like the little dude energy, that little, that hypeness, that, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, everybody kind of references the movie Belly, where, you know, DMX was in there going, wow. So, yeah, everybody, a lot of people want to, yeah, exactly. They want to reference that, and they be like, oh, this little dude got energy. I'm like, oh, okay. Like, okay. I like that. Keep that energy.
Wait a minute. Hold on. But you're not going to get that type of energy. Let me tell you something. You're not going to get that type of energy.
And his girlfriend was tall. In the movie, his chick was tall. She was taller than him.
Right, but not taller than DMX, though.
Huh?
She wasn't taller than DMX.
She was.
With the heels, because DMX is not that tall. DMX is say about 5'9", 5'11". But just guess what? He had, you know, he had muscle. He was built. These dudes, I see, ain't no damn.
Nah, he was skinny built. He's skinny built.
No, not
like,
that.
He wasn't like.
Nah, he's built, though, because
I see.
Nah, he has some muscle on. Because, yo, listen, Brother B, I studied DMX, okay? All right? All right?
I guess you like that energy, too, huh?
But them dudes that these chicks be with, them dudes that I seen them chicks with, they ain't got that type of energy. One pump, and they be out of breath from sitting on their deal rolled off or something like that. Absolutely not.
That
absolutely
is true. I'm just thinking of a 5'9 dude.
Yeah, you're right. See, that's what I'm saying. Like a 5'9 dude, you know, that's a good. To me, that's a good height for a man. That's to me 5'9 and up. Now, some women may say that's even short, too short for them.
Mm-hmm.
Some women may think that 5'9 is too short.
Maybe they're big women. Maybe those big women want action figures too. I don't know. Maybe they want their own personal action figure. I don't know.
Action figure.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, me personally, you know, like I said, when it comes down to height, I mean, it's not a big deal, you know. But with women,
that's what you're tall.
Yeah, but I dated a woman before that was over 6 feet. Yeah.
Yeah? Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Really?
I dated one before that was over 6 feet. And, you know, I mean, I really didn't. It was interesting because it's just the fact that you actually talking to someone and you guys are the same height and then like, you didn't have to bend down for hugs and stuff like that. It was, everything was just kind of neutral.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying?
Tall person, but short people is just like you. Like I said, it just doesn't work for me.
Well, that's you. But you know, in some cases, even with tall people, sometimes it works for them. Some of them don't because, like I said, I got to bend over and you got to do this. And yeah, I mean, you know, it's to each his own, really. I mean, like we said earlier, it's preference.
Uh-huh.
It's preference, but I mean, once again, like I said, it's the opposite attract thing, and sometimes you have these tall women out there that want shorter dudes because I guess they want to feel domineering, for lack of a better word, right now, like they want to kind of tower over him, and sometimes the little dudes want that challenge. They like that,
listen,
like yeah, I'm a tameless unicorn.
I want somebody when I can't reach something in the daggone house or at the supermarket. Who can? Because I'm tired of going to the supermarket
and what
I want is all the way in the back and my back arm can't get to it. And I got to end up asking somebody in the damn store, somebody else's man, sir, can you get this for me?
yeah, be people like me, and I'm just like, I'm trying to do my own damn shopping, and you want me to take something off the shelf for you?
That's right.
Like that?
You want me to get knocked upside my head?
Listen.
Because that's what's going to happen. So far, trying to get it.
Listen. Move. Grab and move. That's all. Just slide it. You know, get something to slide to the front and just move. Just let it fall in the cart. That's all.
Listen, I be trying to do that, and that don't be working sometimes. I'll be like,
Don't climb. As long as you don't climb the damn thing, you know, you're good. Because I've seen people do that, and it didn't work out well.
Oh, yeah.
You don't climb yourselves. No, you don't climb yourselves at all. But
no, don't be climbing yourself.
I do think there is kind of a I won't say a stereotype, but I mean, Little Women, and I won't say Little Women. Vertically challenged women, or people, do have this thing with them. Like I guess they feel that no one's paying attention to them with the men. I mean, yeah, I've seen the Napoleon complex. Like, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
But with the women,
mm-hmm.
I've seen, yeah, the firecracker shit. And I think it's just because, yeah, some of them have, like, that energy, man. Like, it's just like, yo, you, like, really? Like, you need to just, like, be real cool. And
it's kind of,
you know,
the
vice
versa of
the
Napoleon.
For
the men,
like,
as far as the women. Because I've seen that with a lot of women that's, like, 5'2" and under, let's say.
With women that height, I don't think it's about them being seen. I think it goes along the lines of some of them thinking that, oh, you're not going to disrespect me because I'm small.
Yeah, that's
Some dudes would just do it, I guess. And I guess it kind of translates the same way. But
mm-hmm.
some dudes just feel like, oh, I got to show that I got heart. You know, I mean, you know, like, yeah, I'm, you know, I'm this or I'm extra or this, whatever. But then, you know, some women are just like, you know, yeah, I may be petite, but don't think you're going to push, you know, I'm a pushover. Like, I'll hit you in the head with something and keep it moving. Like, you know. Like, I don't know. I mean, he probably might have a point, you know, with that. He might have a point. But what was it with the girl, with the women that were taller? That were
the women that were taller? Hold on, let me look at it again, because it was, It was 5'4" with full breath. I can speak to that. Like, it's either my way or no way, and I'll persuade
Why?
You to give me my way. And he knew that when he sent it to me. So I'm like, oh, well, I said I'm a full breath. What can I do about it? What do you want me to do? That is what it is. I don't know.
Is
don't
that,
ask me why.
A height thing?
I don't know if it's a height thing.
Well, these,
it might be a Virgo thing. I don't know.
Is there anyone else in your height range that feels that you know of that feels the same way, or that acts the same way? That
I know a few girls in that height range that act spoiled, probably even more spoiled than me. Like, yeah. So it's possible. It could be true. You know, these are just
I think it's something that somebody threw out there,
but.
Yeah, I think it's that, like, oh, we cute and petite thing, like, you know, like, we're cuddly. So you should treat us as such. Like, you're like y'all are like little care bears. So, you know,
I believe
you,
so. We're so sweet. Yeah.
You know.
We're so sweet. Why not?
Yeah, you
I mean, I'll be a
cheer
bear. I'll be cheer bear. I'm good with that.
Until... Angry bear.
I know.
You know, yeah. He's breaking up, Rick.
Oh, my
goodness. He's breaking up, Rick. What you doing?
Oh,
Rick,
sorry.
What you doing?
I said, day turning to the grizzly bear.
So then they said the 5'9 to 5'11 are psychos and 6 feet and up on Wonder Woman.
So a lot of women 6 feet and up are going to be the damn Wonder Woman.
Because I guess the same way with the guy, how they just scoop you up, save you. I don't know.
No, you know Wonder Woman is the Amazon woman, so what they trying to say.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's the point.
Yeah,
they're trying to say, oh, yeah, Amazon woman.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What
yeah,
kind
I
of
mean,
mess
I, you know,
that?
I don't really.
You're talking so stupid.
I mean, I've seen tall women. But I don't really see, like, as many as I, like, really used to see, like, back in the day. Like, is it me, or does it seem like there's not so many? I don't know, maybe I'm, you know, I'm kind of, like, limited in my movements. Like, I only go certain places and see certain things. But I don't really see as many tall women as I used to, like, years ago. Like, look at some chicks like, damn, you should be playing ball, you know, type stuff. I see more, you know, average, you know, size.
Nah,
women
nah.
Around
I mean, I guess, you know what I think? I think because I'm short, I see a lot of women. Listen, everybody damn tall. Almost everybody's taller than me. But because I mean, like, I only have a few friends that are like in my height range. But I have I have several friends that are tall. Like they, they're not maybe not 6 feet, but them chicks is tall. So, I mean, I see a lot of women that are in that height of maybe 6 feet and I'll say between that same height, like that 5'9", 5'11", that height there. So I don't know. You
so
know, I've seen
tall?
A lot of that.
So what's considered tall?
I guess with women, I think it's maybe 5'8", like 5'7", 5'8". I know an average size for, I don't know if this has changed over the years, which I'm sure it did, but I know average height for women is supposed to be 5'6", 5'7". Now, tall is supposed to be supposedly considered like a 5'9", 5'10", 5'11". That's tall. And I guess going up, that's, you know, I guess over, you know.
So what about
so,
dudes? What's the average? What's the average for the dude?
An average height for a man, I think it's 5'8", 5'9", supposedly.
Well, what's considered a short
dude?
Oh, gosh.
Short
dude. With the short dudes, I'm just seeing one.
That's 5'5".
Yeah, 5'5" and under, maybe.
Yeah, 5'5" and under. So that's what it is with the dudes. So I don't know.
Like I said, me, I don't really pay attention to it. You know, I've never, you know, has it ever been a thing where, oh, I can't talk to her because she's too tall or she's too short? Like, nah. Like, I mean, I'm not going to, you know, no disrespect, but, you know, I don't deal with anyone that, you know, like kind of midget status or anything like that. Nah, I've never. You know,
would it not irritate you here and there, like y'all eating and you just like, huh, she's kind of short. You wouldn't think about it for a second, because like me, I don't want to make it seem like, okay, I've never talked to a guy that's shorter than me. I'm 5'4", but maybe he was 5'5", just a little bit taller than me, and it's still, I'm like, no. like I will pause, and it just wouldn't work, because then when I got to put on my heels, what do I look like 5'7", 5'8", depending on the heels, like, you know what I mean? So it would irritate me.
But what if he's a good dude?
It just wouldn't work
out.
What if
he's a good dude? What if he's a good dude?
It really, really, Brother B, I tried it before. It really bothered me when I put my heels on, and I don't know. It really just didn't work out. Not just because of the height, but the height would, like, all right, you look great. Your heels, all right, but walking side to side and you're shorter than me and I got to talk to you. I can't even talk to you at, you know, eye level. It will bother me.
Well, then you got to wear flats all the time.
Flats. Not all the time. Even flats. If you do a 2-inch heel, I don't know. Listen, height is a issue for me. You need to be at least 5'9", 6'2".
Yeah, because I'm sorry, and it's not to label you, but you see, you once again, that's that Care Bear shit. You want to be scooped up off and then like spun around and then picked, you know what I'm saying? Like, be picked up in the air and just like, you know.
But why not? I want to feel like you can do things with me. Yes, why not, though? Why not?
No, I'm not saying anything is wrong with that. But, I mean, hey, you don't even know. A dude 5'5", you know, 5'6", maybe he can pick you up, too. See, you in heels is just for that moment. You in the heels. But it's not like you wearing heels all the time.
Yeah, it's just not my thing. I like tall dudes.
No, I mean, listen, you know what? I've heard women say things like, they prefer talk more preference. I don't really hear dudes talk preference in terms of height so much. They may talk more weight than anything.
Right.
They'll talk
more if they
more
if they have boobs or butt or whatever the case may be.
About the physical part. But I've never really encountered too many dudes that like really get hung up on the height.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I'm saying? They just want something that, once again, it's an action figure. And like I said, some dudes, you know, just listen, they could have a thick action figure. You know, as long as it's something that they could, you know, they can work. You know, that's what it is. But I never really, the height thing, I never really saw it as an issue. And I've never, you know, I haven't been around too many dudes that even stress that. You know, so, I mean.
That's the thing, like, I'll say this. Like, you have dudes, I've had that experience where a dude or will say, well, they want. They'll say, oh, I like BBWs and big girls and all that other stuff. But it's like, okay, but like I said, I'll say like a little back in the days now, you have, or like I said, you got the BBW, SS, BBW, this, that, and the other. So now when they say BBW, they always look at the fact that, okay, the BBW has to be, oh, she got to be a proportion type of size. So they consider that a BBW, like she got to have the breasts and the stomach don't have to, it could be a little stomach, but not that much. But then she got to have more hips, more behind, and thighs, and all the other stuff. Okay, so guess what? To me, like I said, back in the days when somebody said BBW, I'm thinking that's all big women. But now, it's a preference. It's a preference. And
it's
now
categories.
It's the thing of, right, it's categories.
Yeah,
and then
categories.
She, you know, like I said, every man likes something different, and that's, you know, and that's fine. So now you got to be more specific, or you got to, unfortunately, you got to ask them, well, what kind of BBW do you, like, they can't, y'all, oh, like, okay, well, what kind do you, like, do you like one that got belly and butt, one with no breast, or no, one with all behind it? Like, you got to be, you know, kind of trying to distinguish which one they're talking about.
That's
now.
Too much work. That's too much work.
Listen, well, you know what, you're right.
That's too much work, man.
Unfortunately, that's the way this is going now, you know.
Well, but that's, because everything, you know, all right, I can understand the visual. You know, I get it, but the visual is not what keeps you. If the visual keeps you, then to me, you're not a person of any real substance. If you focus on too much of the visual and that's what it's all about. And it's not to say that you can't be visually appeasing and mentally, you know, pleasing as well, but you know, sometimes it just doesn't work out like that. Like, I mean, I've come across, you know, nice-looking women, and it's like, can you spell your name? Like, or could you make a sandwich? And they say, sandwich? I don't do those things. I go to the store, and they make sandwiches for me. And I'm like, okay, next. You know what I'm saying? It's like, exactly. Like, you can be looking, you can look great. Doesn't mean you have the personality. And it's the same thing with a lot of dudes. You got a lot of dudes out there. They all buff, they all listen, they all that. And next thing you know, it's like, oh, baby, could you change the tire? Like, you're the big ass.
Exactly.
I don't change tires. I don't want to get my hands dirty. And it's like, huh? You don't get your hands dirty.
What you all buff for? Mm-mm.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
what you doing
yeah,
all that
oh.
muscle for? You thought you were changing no tires.
Because, you know what, some dudes, I remember years ago, there used to be a gym. I don't know if it still exists, but it's called Barton Fink. And their slogan was, look better in bed. And believe it or not, that's what a lot of people do. But some people do it for, to look better in bed. to just be that eye candy. You know, that's what they're more concerned with. It's not about, you know, lifting you up and you know, taking you away or lifting you up and saving you or, you know, whatever. It's about them just wanting to, you know, look the part. Because that's what society, you know,
okay, so,
shows
so
us.
Now, would you, Brother B, if you're talking about the buff dude in red, think about this, Red, because I'm sure in your lifetime you've probably seen this. You may have the buff dude and you think he's going to be working with buffers down there. But what happens when it's like, oh, you're this buff and that's what you're working with?
Oh, yeah. I've already experienced it. Yeah, I had that experience.
Yeah.
I've had that experience. It's just like, wow.
Hold on. Now, you know, most dudes, but see, all right, check this out. A lot of these cats can have a sports car but don't know how to drive it.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And I've heard women with these conversations, you know, and say, like, yo, yeah, he had all this, but he didn't know what the fuck he was doing, which just totally turned me off. And I was like, well, damn, I mean, you couldn't work with the brothers? It's like, no.
Right, and
like,
you know what?
Like,
no, some of them
you
cannot work with. You could try to show them how to drive. It's just shit won't work. It ain't working like it needs to be working.
I had that situation, and I worked with it. So that's what I'm saying. I don't know. Maybe it might be maybe it depends.
Is you greedy?
Huh?
Is you greedy?
I worked with it because you know what? I think because listen, I'm not revealing all my secrets, okay? But anyway,
please don't. It's a family show. It's a family show, okay?
No, I'm just saying I worked with him because I think it all depends on how you feel about the person too. So you know, I kind of actually liked the guy, so I was like, you know what, we're gonna work with this, even though you may not. But see, you know what, the good thing about that is if they're not workable in that place, maybe it's something they could work on you that might, you know, replace, you know, whatever. So like I said, it depends. I'll say that depends on the person. But I wanted to say this. Now, it's the same thing with women. Like you see these, like I said, the strippers, all these chicks walking around getting the behind done and titties done and all that other stuff, and you see them in it. Oh, yeah, girl, you look all good. But guess what? She may be trash in the bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that goes both ways as well. Yeah, she got all that, but she probably trash.
Well, all right. Well, now, all right. With some dudes, it depends on what trash is, because you got some of these dudes who want to be all, once again, energetic. They want to work out, you know, while they work in it, and want to do push ups, sit ups, stand ups, you know, hand claps. They want to do all of that. I mean, and then you got some people, you know, like you can't listen. Some dudes, there's dudes out there that watch a lot of these porn movies. They watch these movies and they turn around and they looking for that. And
oh,
it's like, yo, son, you're not about that life. So just chill, for you hurt yourself. Now, but then they turn around expecting the women to see expectations. So they turn around and expect the women, you know, especially they've been talking like Little Cam or Foxy Brown, like, oh, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, this is going to happen. And then turn around and get disappointed.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You know, because every woman's, you know, top game ain't the same. And every woman's, like, some women just lay there and be like, oh, yeah, you're a good guy. Oh, Lord. And it's like, huh? Like, yo, you're a turn off. Get out of here. Like, you're boring. You're boring.
But it's true. But and sometimes we're just saying that, like, for you to hurry up and just do what you need to do. Get off of me. Hurry up.
No, just dead it. No, don't do that. Just dead it. Just be like,
why?
Just get out of here.
Come on.
You're not helping the situation. You're not helping the situation.
No.
First of all, why are you going to turn around and just, all right, what's the purpose? What are you gaining out of it by allowing it to continue?
Mm-mm.
What's the purpose? You're giving false hope.
Oh, no. I know the answer to that. The same reason why y'all do it. To get that nut off.
Exactly.
Well, it's easier for dudes than women a lot of times.
What?
It's easier for dudes to get it off than a woman. And sometimes after a dude get it off, it's like, all right, I'm going to take a nap now. And that's that. So that's what I'm saying. If
and that's
you
another problem.
That,
no round two, no nothing. That's kind of lazy. I'm just saying, I'll give you 5 minutes, but we need a round two.
All right, listen. Okay, I get all that. But listen, you got to say, cats be working, okay? Motherfuckers be working all
y'all,
hours.
Y'all be tired.
You know
y'all be tired.
It's tired.
I don't understand
that. That only goes for the men that have actual jobs. That only goes for the men that have actually we that got jobs and they actually working. And you know, I could see that. Well, we ain't talking about little Mister.
Well, you'll give them a pass. But we'll do it tomorrow then. We'll give them a pass. You'll do it tomorrow.
Right.
Come with the
energy.
But
the ones that sitting around and he playing a video game all day long. Nah, bro, you ain't doing nothing else. Let's go.
Yeah, exactly. We should be ready all the time.
But they the laziest ones. That's the point, though. They the laziest ones, though.
Oh my
so
Lord.
It's like, come on.
Like, how
oh, well, that's,
you
that's,
doing
I don't know
doing
anything
nothing
about
playing
that.
A damn video game? Are you kidding me?
Well, maybe. Well, you know what? Maybe you should give them a joystick, right? Draw a joystick on you, and then maybe they'll get more. You know, yeah, draw a joystick on you.
Just,
and start making
listen,
some video game just, noises, and then maybe you'll be all right.
You mean a square button? Ain't got no joystick no more.
Paint it.
Square.
Listen, paint all that on front. Paint all that on the front, and you'll be all right. That's the only help I can see you getting. But, you know, I'm just saying.
Yeah,
I really believe, like, okay, because, you know, dudes be real in their feelings about that sometimes. And it's like, all right, so if you got a dude, let's say you got a dude that's not, he's not gray sweatpants material. But, you know, he got other game that's strong. Then what do you do?
Right, that's what I'm saying. Exactly.
What do you mean?
But
do? You, hold on. You go to erotic.com and you buy him a pumper. What do you mean?
Oh, hell no. Oh, no. If I got to buy you something, you got to take it.
Wait, hold
on. Oh, no.
This is probably above my pay grade.
A pumper.
Don't.
He needs to work that out. He needs to start working that out. Get some growth in there.
I'm sure Red will probably enlighten me later on what the hell that I don't. You said a groper?
Pump it up.
Oh my God.
Your gray sweatpants game will be tight.
Wait, first of all, does shit like that even work? Like, how can you who got his penis cut off? Unless you that dude, I don't see how you can pump any. Like, what do you? It's not a flat tire.
Listen,
it's not a flat tire.
It's a flat tire.
It'll pump up something.
It'll pump up something.
Oh, no.
You said what?
I said, oh, no. That doesn't even sound legal. It don't sound legal.
Well.
That doesn't even sound legal.
It is legal. You come out.
A pumper?
Yes,
oh,
a pumper.
God. Who does this stuff?
Well,
isn't that some people?
Huh?
See, you know what? Some of y'all be watching these movies out here. Y'all get stuck on that shit, and you know some of these guys they be taking pills, using pumps, and all this other stuff. They be getting surgeries, and y'all and you think this shit is like, oh my gosh, this shit. No, it should
be
like that.
Oh, the guys be getting surgeries.
They
guys get surgeries.
Yes.
Oh yeah, they get surgeries for that. They've been doing that for years.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, girl, I've been doing that for years.
I thought it was.
No. Some of them get that surgery. That's the, just like the women get them booty surgeries, they go and get the penis surgeries. They sure
do.
Wow,
I didn't know that. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they ain't
girl, where you been, girl?
I can't believe this.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the,
yeah, I don't know.
So, but wait a minute. Hold on. So you're gonna like wait till both like go in the back. Well, hold on, let me get my pump. I'll be right back. Like not like his asthma pump or something like that, but like he's just gonna go in the bathroom and you just wait there patiently, read the magazine.
Yeah, some women help their make. Listen, I go on a lot of websites. Okay, so they go. They some of the women. That's what it's for. It's for. It's like couples, like a couples thing. So they. Sometimes they help, you know, the woman will help, you know, help him pump it up.
Oh,
right?
My brain is on fire. My brain is on fire.
Yes, it's kind of like pre-top before the top. You get it, Brother B?
Right, yeah.
That's the best way I could describe it.
Yeah.
Pre-top before the top, yeah.
What the hell is that? Oh, this is new language. Hey, you know, here he comes, and of course, here he comes. Hot Rod, do you know of this language that they speak?
What?
Wait a minute.
Hot Rod, you heard of the pumper?
About pumps and
the
tops and three tops.
Oh, well, you mean to pump your penis up?
Right. Oh, Hot Rod, no. Look at him. He knows what he's talking about.
Right. You don't need to know nothing about that. You don't know nothing about that.
No, I've seen it in the store. Yeah, I've seen them. Yeah.
You see?
Yeah, I'm going to go to the store.
That's all he needs.
Well, you know,
that's finished right there for him.
Remember, for the record, I have two crazy rednecks that are chasing after me right now on social media that everybody's tagging me right now, so... I know something or two about crazy toys and crazy things, you know.
No, I don't know nothing about that stuff. I don't know, you haven't seen the video?
Brother B is in shock
right
now.
Yeah, I am. I'm still trying to get over the top to the top. Whatever.
The top before the elevator. It's like the pre-pump before the other pump, you know.
Yeah, it's a control.
The top before the top.
Yeah, the top before the top.
You make it sound
it helps
like
with
a
blood.
Serve a cupcake or something. Oh, it's the icing on the cake. Like it's, you know, it's.
Well, yes, it is.
It makes it a thousand times better.
Yeah.
Brother B.
That's scary.
If you take the pills and the pumper, you're all set for the next 2 hours or so. So you're good. That's all you need.
Yeah.
The blue pill and the
get
pump.
Around 10. Get it in.
So wait a minute. So get it in. So y'all can start acting like the 5'9" or the 5'6" or 5'9" chicks, right? So y'all can start acting like that.
The psychos and the Wonder Woman.
Exactly, because it ain't for no reason.
Oh my gosh. They might go after that.
Well, since I'm late, is there anything wrong using that type of toy? I'm late to the party as always.
Is there anything wrong with it?
Yeah.
Well, it seems like the women.
Some guys need help in that department. So, what can you do?
Right. Exactly.
But now, would you keep a guy around like that that you need to constantly use a pump on? I wouldn't. And quit it.
Exactly. Like what? If you want to get a quickie somewhere. Yeah, if you want to get quickie somewhere, you got to go get. Yeah, I was out of control. Listen, we have less than 50 seconds left. This has been a very interesting show. Like I said, my brain is on fire right now.
I told
now.
You, Brother
go Google
B.
that. Go Google that,
I
Brother B,
you.
After the show.
I'm not getting in trouble.
You really don't know.
they're going to be watching me. I can't do that. I can't do that. I'll probably get flagged.
What do you want me to say one to you?
No, that's all right. That's the reason why you're
Brother B, no, damn well he's going to be sneaking off later to check that out.
Hell no.
Right,
exactly. Cookies is real. All right? I don't need no cookies on the phone.
Yeah.
Y'all, lady friend, big friend, y'all have a good night. I'm confused now. Y'all have a good night. It's a good topic. We'll catch you next week.
Later, guys.
Later.
All right, good night, guys. Quickly, Brother B. Go check out Times Square. That's where they're at. Times Square. Okay, but let me go check that out.
Nah, I'm good. Nah, I'm good.
Later, guys.
Later.